This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quick time on your Tuesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith, Terry Fair cruising along with you. Jake Miller back in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. The Top 5 at 5 brought to you this afternoon by Knoxville Smiles. Jake?
Number one, as we mentioned last hour, Washington State has fired Coach Nick Rolovich for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The state had mandated this a while back. Coach had applied for a religious exemption. We don't know if it was denied or approved, but the university was not going to make a special accommodation for him.
Middle of the season, man. It's got to be tough on that team.
Tough on the team, but he knew he had to get it before the season, right?
Yeah.
Because it was mandated.
They've been fighting about it all year long.
97% of the student body has it. 90% of the faculty has it. I mean, come on, man. You put that team in a hell of a situation, not to mention the rest of your coaching staff that may be vaccinated, that got it, who moved their families there to be a part of that staff. Now they're searching for jobs. You've upended a lot of careers there that came to play with you, people that came from the transfer portal. I mean, we talk about players stepping up and being accountable. How about coaches do the same damn thing?
Yeah, it's bizarre, man, to me, that you would walk away from that kind of job at that young an age. I have a feeling he's going to be regretting that.
Well,
later on in life.
He made that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, bye.
And number two, the NBA season starts tonight. We have the Nets and the Bucks playing at 7:30 on TNT, followed by the Warriors and the Lakers. The Bucks are 1.5-point favorite, and the Lakers are 3.5-point favorite. If you're a betting man, I'd say those are pretty safe bets. Make it a parlay.
I'd be interested to see how – there you go. Go over to FanDuel. How the Bucks come out this year. You know, it's so hard to repeat. You know, where is their motivation? Are they a team that wants to build a dynasty and keep things rolling, or are they a team that's like, okay, we got our championship, to take your foot off the gas a little bit, which is all it takes for multiple teams to pass you by in that league?
Listen, you got the Greek Freak over there, right? He doesn't seem to me that he's a guy that's ever going to take his foot off the, you know, off the gas. You know what I'm saying? The way he works, his work ethic, I mean, I see that team challenging again. You know, the Nets are going to be a really good team with Harden and Durant there.
Speaking of the vaccine, I mean, Kyrie is
getting paid $33 million, man. $33 million. So, you know, that's on him. You know, you got my Lake Show playing at the Warriors. You know, we just reloaded with our roster. Russell Westbrook is there. So
Klay Thompson, man, back now?
Still not back yet, right? But he will be at some point this year. But no, man, we're back. NBA is rolling.
And number three, the NCAA women's basketball poll was released today for the preseason. Tennessee comes in at 15th, and your top three are South Carolina at 1, UConn at 2, and Stanford at 3.
We're 15th, huh?
We're 15th. That's,
we need to get that program rolling, man. It's just sad.
Well, it seems like we've been underachieving. Or we can't get to that point to where, because we've had good players on those teams.
Yeah. No, and it's for some reason they've had roster issues in terms of just not enough players. And so hopefully they've got that figured out and can have a nice season this year, because it's way past due, that program getting back to a Final Four.
And number four, the Atlanta Braves will take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 3 of the NLCS in about 4 minutes. Charlie Morton will take the mound for Atlanta as they look to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the series.
On the road, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Get chopping. Get chopping, boys.
On the road.
Break out those tomahawks. Let's go.
And number five.
It's culturally insensitive, the tomahawks now. I still chop.
Ain't nothing wrong with chopping.
My people don't have a problem with that. And number five. A Maryland woman said she has a craving for soup and a sandwich and ends up winning $103,000 in a lottery jackpot. 64-year-old from Maryland went to a Wawa store to get a soup and a sandwich and used a spare $20 bill to buy a $10 lottery ticket and wins $103,000.
I'm going to stop over here at Weigel's.
Yeah. I was about to say, y'all are right next to a Weigel's.
Yeah. We'll see how that works out. That's like, you know, when I'm driving, I'm in like a rural town or something. Always try to stop and get a lottery ticket there because it seems like that's where all the winners come from.
Just out in the country somewhere?
Yeah, just out in the country somewhere.
Okay.
I'll take you up to a wallet,
Terry. You know what I mean? Steel's got the old school pump, you know. Maybe self-service may come out and pump it for you.
Steve Martin in the white uniform come out. He hates these cans. Thank you, Jake. That is the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Folks, don't put off your dental visit anymore. Do what I do. Go to Knoxville Smiles. See, Dr. Stephen Malone has been practicing dentistry for 25 years now here in East Tennessee. He's built a wonderful practice in their state-of-the-art facility on South Peters Road in West Knoxville. It's going to take care of you and your teeth and your family's teeth. Knoxville Smiles, whether you need a routine dental cleaning or you need restorative procedure, fillings, crowns, bridges, veneers, something like that, or even implants, they do it all right there at Knoxville Smiles. Contact them today. Set up your consultation, 539-1776, or just go online to KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Back here on the show. Do we still have Scott?
Jake? Still got Scott. Let's get him on.
Yeah, let's get Scott in here. He's been hanging forever. Then we might have some more football news. Nuggets coming out. Scott, you're on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Just listen to all the great conversation. Some of the stuff, you know, we talk about how crazy the fans got to the end of the game and all the recruits that were there. I mean, they were doing it, you know, on the recruits' behalf. They're trying to get stuff they could, I think, to the referees. I don't think any water bottle was going to reach the ref, but that's what they're aiming at. It's not like they're mad at the student athletes and throwing stuff at them. It got out of hand. No way it should have ever happened. But I think the recruits are looking at, hey, this is how passionate these fans are. They're trying to go to bat for us in a very misguided way. But I think that was one of the, if you look at it from, if you find any kind of positive out of it with all the recruits that were there. And I have seen Deshaun Bishop play this year. I've described him as part Barry Sanders, part Emmitt Smith from if you go way back, because he just kind of follows the blocks. And when the hole opens up, he explodes through it. He'll dead leg you and shake you right off and just outrun everybody to the end zone. It's pretty amazing. And then if you think on the play with the strip fumble from the quarterback, he's there. You see it later in the game. It's almost like a delayed handoff, you know, but he's going to keep it. So he runs back there and stops for a second, lets the play kind of develop. Then he takes off. I feel like that's what was probably about to happen, and we just caught him. What are your guys' thoughts on that one?
They had the other quarterback, John Reese Plumlee, lined up in the slot. You go back, he was wide open. It was going to be a big play.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but it was a sack and a fumble. And he's selling the play fake. I mean, that's why he's looking limp and not really taking care of the ball. You see that a lot in football. Like, it's a good play fake. But we had a great rush on it, and it was a strip fumble.
Yeah, but
exactly.
It just seems like he stopped. I know you're saying probably was going to be some type of trick play or some other, right? But it didn't even.
But that's what he was
like
trying to give us the okie doke on something.
You know?
Yeah.
Like he just allowed himself to be grabbed and tackled where he hadn't done that all night.
Lane
Kiffin
says they heard a whistle. He's a liar. Yeah. Nobody heard a whistle.
I don't care what he heard. There was no whistle.
It doesn't matter, even if he did.
No, that's a credit. That's a credit to the fans and how loud they were.
And no other player on either team stopped playing. So I don't know where to get that. Also, on that those quarterback runs, and I think Jordan Rogers mentioned it a few times, that center would release, on, and if they even had a spying linebacker, if he blocked him to the left, you know, Corral went right, or vice versa. How do you defend that? If that, you know, they've got those two are on page and everyone else is out of the picture. There's that one spy, the center releases with the QB. He blocks one way and the QB cuts the other. Is T-Fair, what's a good defense for that?
Have better athletes. okay. I'm being honest, and I say that because you look at Alabama when they play Mississippi, right? Alabama has speed. They have it in their secondary. Uh-huh. They have it in their linebacker group. He wasn't able to generate those type of runs and big plays against those type of athletic guys they have as their linebackers. You know what I mean? They were killing that guy when he was trying to run the ball. I think he got in the end zone in the second half, but it was nowhere near the same. I think we don't have that. I think that's what we're lacking. We have guys that's playing hard, but when we go to drop guys in coverage and you're asking your linebackers who may be not as athletic, he knew he had an advantage in terms of running that play, and that's why they continued to do it. Or we had to play man-to-man. That's why we played so much zero coverage to put those guys in a box. And I think when, you know, they're in the second half, they start getting the edge on us and throwing that swing pass to the running back because we were keeping a guy in the box for that draw, and they were outflanking us on the edge sometimes.
Okay.
But we did a good job and, you know, boring our neck and getting some pressure and just fighting and clawing, you know, and that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah, it comes down to, 2 inches lower. Cedric Tillman has a game-winning touchdown. I don't know if that gets lost on some people, but doggone, we're right there. And, you know, Milton, if he didn't have a brain fart, threw it in the end zone, who knows what might have happened on the last play. So, I mean, all in all, 5 points behind at the end of the game against, you know, a top 15 team. This team, it keeps fighting, and that makes it fun to watch this year. I'll let you guys go. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Scott. Great phone call.
You know, we talk about Joe Milton and him coming into the game. You know, you come into that game, you're cold. You know, I didn't have a problem with anything but him not throwing that ball. We saw in the NFL, there was a couple college games where, you know, they throw it up there and anything can happen. You saw 3 touchdowns this past weekend where the last play they went up and got it, or whether it was before the half. Man, just give those guys a chance to make something happen, man. You can't have that, you know, that Chris Webber timeout moment. You know what I'm saying?
Such a great comparison.
And because, you know, he threw a good ball in the end zone that we didn't catch. He had what? He only threw twice, should have thrown 3, but he was 1 for 2 for 12 yards. Man, give yourself a chance because, you know, this week, this is what we're talking about with this kid who some are going to say, man, you know, we lost a game. He lost us the game. He didn't lose us the game, first and foremost. All right. He should have just gave us a chance to make a heck of a catch to win the game. But to ask him to come off the bench and play cold, that's something different. He's only played really not even a full game yet this year because he was hurt in the second quarter of the pick game, correct? And then the first game, we played 3 quarterbacks. He played a half. So, we're going to need him at some point, especially with Hooker banged up. I know he's moving around and doing some different things, and I know you want to get to this, and I'll let you handle that. But, you know, how are we going to handle this week, you know, against the Crimson Tide?
Yeah, okay, so we got to get into that. If you're just joining us, Trey Wallace reporting earlier that Hendon Hooker was at practice today, moving around, doing some things. So he's not out for this week. I don't know exactly what the situation is, but it's obviously much better than we feared over the weekend. So that is great news. And we have some news. We will go to the breaking news desk when we continue. Jeremy Pruitt, saber rattling again in the media, his lawyer threatening a lawsuit that could, quote, cripple UT's athletics programs for years. We'll tell you more when we continue. It's The Drive live this afternoon at Craven Wings in Chodo, South North Shore Drive, if you want to come see us this afternoon. Back with more right after this.
Drive Run Radio.
Russell Smith, Terry Fair, live at Craven Wings. Jake Miller is answering the phones back in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Give him a ring, 865-546-8200. You want to get on the show, 546-8200. All right, Blake Topmeyer at the News Sentinel with a report today on the Jeremy Pruitt buyout negotiations, and they are proving contentious. The lawyer representing Pruitt gave Tennessee an ultimatum this month: either reach a settlement with Pruitt by October 29th, 10 days from today, or face a lawsuit that the lawyer claims has the potential to, quote, cripple UT's athletics programs for years.
Okay. Fight it vigorously. You know, I mean, you do what you have to. Does that mean that every other organization that he's come from, he's going to cripple them for years as well? I mean, listen, he's trying to get paid and he wants this done, but you fight this to the end. All right. You fight this to the end.
Yeah, they're still dealing with the fallout from the situation he left behind and could be for years. So yeah, I wouldn't be in a hurry to settle with him. The university intends to stand its ground, Topmeyer writes, with no plans to settle, promising a, quote, vigorous defense if Pruitt chooses to go to court. A lawsuit is a certainty if there's no settlement, said Michael Lyons, Pruitt's Texas-based lawyer, in an interview today with the USA Today network. Lyons saying, quote, on behalf of my client, I can tell you that he's not happy that this is the only choice they've left him with, but he's not going to walk away without getting his day in court. He's going to file a lawsuit. They're not leaving him much choice. Lyons sent a letter October 7th to UT's general counsel requesting a meeting to discuss the settlement. Tennessee fired Pruitt for cause January 18th, saying it had uncovered evidence that members of his staff engaged in conduct likely to result in serious NCAA rules violations, and Pruitt failed to monitor their actions or promote an atmosphere of compliance. Because UT fired Pruitt for cause, he did not receive any of the $12.6 million buyout that was part of his contract. Lyons' letter made no attempt to defend Pruitt, but instead threatened a lawsuit that would aim to embarrass the university and unmask widespread rule-breaking behavior Lyons alleges extended above and beyond Pruitt's football staff. So he wants to get, he says, I'm going to bring the whole house down with me. I mean, above and beyond Pruitt's staff, I mean, that's Fulmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, does it go higher than that, Boyd and Plowman?
Well, I mean, I guess so. You know, I mean, you're looking talking about people above Fulmer, right? I mean, are you talking about boosters? Are you? I mean, what are you talking about? So, you know, only time will tell. You know, I'm sure, you know, we'll do a thorough investigation of everything, and you know, we'll see where it goes.
UT General Counsel Ryan Stinnett wrote yesterday in response to Lyons that UT has no intention of settling and is prepared to defend its actions. Stinnett writing, quote, your letter contains no denials of your client's actions. Instead, you raise vague and unsupported allegations of other violations by the university and threaten to embarrass the university publicly by revealing these alleged violations. The university emphatically denies these allegations and will not be intimidated into settling with your client based on your unsupported assertions. So I guess Pruitt's lawyers releasing all these letters to the news sent to USA Today, taking all this public.
Well, maybe they feel it's a way if they do that, you know, it gets out there and it gets mentioned, right? And yeah. Can they scare the university into possibly making it easier for him to get some money out of the university?
Well, I mean, what does he know? And I'm sure the university knows if he does have some dirt that would be potentially embarrassing, what is it? I'm mm-hmm. sure they know. And $12.6 million is a lot of money. I think we are all in agreement that Jeremy Pruitt has stolen enough money from Tennessee already and doesn't deserve a dime of that money. But what is it worth to you if you're the university? Would you negotiate some sort of buyout? Would you give him $5 million to shut his trap and never have to deal with him again?
We've seen that done before, but it seems like you know, they're dug in terms of their position right now. We'll see if that may change on anything, but right now it seems like they're gonna go through with it, and they're gonna stand their ground. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Looks like it's gonna play out in the media here the way it's sounding.
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand if I had a contract that said $12.6 million to buyout, there's no world in which I'm walking away from that without a dime, no matter what I've done. You know, I'm probably gonna fight for it too. But I'm surprised that UT is taking this hard a stance, and they've obviously got some dirt on him. It's kind of a game of chicken, right? I mean, I don't think Pruitt really wants to go to court and get up on the stand, because he's going to be subject to cross-examination too.
Well, you open yourself up to everything also, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things where you got to be really careful in terms of going after it. You kind of want to put it in their court to where they say, okay, we're going to give you, like you said, $6 million, but you open yourself up to everything as well. So What do you do? You know what I mean? You're really trying to bait them into something right now.
Pay me the money, or I'm going to tell everybody about all the cheating I did. It's an interesting tactic.
Well, Russell was cheating too.
I would love for Jeremy Pruitt to tell his tales. Like, okay, Coach, that's interesting. So you did this, this, and this. You were paying these players and all this stuff. Where'd you learn that, Coach? Somebody taught you. You didn't just start doing that when you got to Tennessee, did you? Where were you before? Oh, let's see. He's at Georgia and Florida State and, oh, Alabama. That's interesting. That's interesting. That was your first job? What did they teach you down there at Alabama, Coach? Tell us more.
This is going to get interesting, man. So we're going to learn a lot about this here in the upcoming months.
865-546-8200, your number to get on the show this afternoon. Portions of our program brought to you by the fine folks at G&J Auto Graphics, and the October giveaways continue. We are going to be giving away three prizes this week. Get registered now if you want to win a free car detailing session, if you want to win a free window tint, if you want to win a free ceramic pro coating for your car. You can, all you have to do, go to fanrunradio.com and click on the G&J giveaway link to register, and you can choose which one of those prizes you want. So if you want the detail session, there's a drop-down menu. You just click on detailing. If you want the window tint, the ceramic pro coatings, whatever it is you want, you just choose that, and then you will be entered into the drawing for Friday. Go online now, fanrunradio.com. and get registered for the G&J giveaway. Next drawing coming up on Friday. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. 546-8200 if you want to chime in, if you've got thoughts on Jeremy Pruitt rattling his sabers in the media this afternoon, if you've got thoughts on Tennessee and Ole Miss, if you've got thoughts on Tennessee and Alabama. And we're going to turn the page tomorrow. Like a lot of people did not get through yesterday, and we're all still in our feelings about the Ole Miss game. And that probably likely isn't ever going to go away. But it's Alabama week, Terry. We got to start to turn the page a little bit.
Yeah, because it's taken away from Alabama week, right? I mean, this is all – Alabama's always a special time. Hadn't been much for rivalry lately, you know, but it's still our rivalry. You know, I mean, this is still something to get excited about. I know for me as an individual, it means something. But it's hard to turn the page right now. You know, what I mean, it's hard to let go. And that's the sad thing, is that we're still focusing on something because we feel so passionately about how it went down and how it happened, when others continue to focus just on one part of it. And that's the fan situation and throwing all of that stuff on the field. But yet nothing has been said in the national media about this mockery of officiating and these players and mockery of injuries and players being injured, man. I mean, come on, to have a game plan, all right, is disrespecting college football. A game plan built around players taking falls that seem like they're injured so you can stop momentum of a football team. So, like I said, after every second down, We want somebody to go down. Man, this stuff that's probably talked about, you know, before the game.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows who's going down. Hey, so we can get our defensive line in, and then after every first down that they make, we know they love to go fast. Somebody's going down then.
Hey, one quick thing. I haven't heard anybody bring this up. So we know Kiffin is the head coach and the buck stops there, and I think it was his plan, and we all know he has no morals. Who's the defensive coordinator on that team?
DJ Durkin.
Nobody's talked about that. That's DJ Durkin, the head coach at Maryland, who after, you know, he had that player die in the summer, which I'm not putting on him, although it is his program. But when that player passed away during a heat-related incident in summer workouts, they initiated a big investigation of his program. Well, they find out that he's doing a lot of the stuff you heard about Pruitt as far as just creating an atmosphere of intimidation and players not having fun and just generally being a miserable person to be around. So that's the guy that Lane Kiffin hired to run his defense.
Yeah.
Does it really surprise anybody that they would, go to the lengths they went to win that game?
You know, but my thing, though, Russ, I mean, when you look at it, right, will they go to those lengths to do it? Bro, this is still your team. You the head coach. What that defensive coordinator's game plan is, you have to approve of it. All right? You've got to sit there and say, okay, I'm on board with it. So whatever goes, it's on you.
Oh, yeah.
As being a leader of that program and nobody else but you. So, you know, and he knew that, man. I mean, between the reviews, I think there was one review, okay, we didn't get, but there was a fourth down where that we ran the ball. We went fast, picked up the first, and then the refs come back and they review it, and we end up having to punt the ball away. We don't even get to go for it on fourth down again because, again, it upends our momentum and how we're trying to create it. They're able to match us, put personnel in to counter us, and we don't get to catch them off guard as we've been doing. So
they got to do something about it, man. It's because everybody's going to do it now. And they find out if that's what it takes to win. It's college football, man.
I hope not. Okay, you think everybody's going to do that?
Alabama might not have to because they're that good. But yeah, I think others will. Maybe they'll surprise me. Maybe there's some guys with some morals, some ethics out there. But I don't know.
I'm not saying it's, you know, teams don't do it, but you may do it when you have to. You know what I mean? But you don't make a game plan out of it, you know, where you do it 20 some odd times a game. Okay. And this game takes 5 hours as a result of it.
Well,
because they're not just limping off the field. They're laying on the field to where the trainer has to come. So we're talking about, break it down here. Just say 2 minutes per injury on that field. Just say 25 injuries. That's an hour right there. Give or take, man. I mean,
I kind of hope somebody does do it just because there needs to be more attention to it. And the thing that happened, the fans throwing the stuff on the field, is going to cover up what Kiffin did. And so I think that it's going to take more, it happening more, for something to actually be done about it. Let's take a quick timeout. Wes and Franklin, we want to get your phone call. Hang right there. We'll get Gary too when we continue. It's The Drive. Fan Run Radio. Back with more after this. All right, back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith, Terry Fair, coming to you live this afternoon from Craven Wings, South North Shore Drive in Chodo. Polished off those rib tips, didn't you?
I did. I didn't even save you any. My bad, man.
Barbecue sauce all over you, man. You need some napkins or something?
I got a big pile right here. So.
It's good, man. It's good. Let's get Wes and Franklin in here next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. What's up, Wes?
Hey, nothing much. I just got in the car and was listening to your report on Jeremy. Who the hell is Jeremy Pruitt's lawyer? Michael Avenatti? Saul Goodman? What the heck? He's going to pay us our money or you're going to embarrass us? Jesus, has this guy not been paying attention for the last 15 years? What the hell could possibly embarrass us any more than the last 15 years of Derek Dooley, Butch Jones, and gum.
don't ask that question, Wes. Haven't you learned not to ask if this is rock bottom yet? Why would you do that?
Well, you know, I hats off to the UT General Counsel for standing firm. I would continue them to go pound sand, and I hope he has that same fortitude with the NCAA and their investigation. Anyway, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Wes. Appreciate it. You know, it actually, we were talking during the break, just reading the rest of this report from the News Sentinel today. So his lawyer, Saul Goodman, as Wes points out there, Saul Goodman, wants this guy Lyons, is Pruitt's lawyer, and he wants UT, he's demanding they preserve the records of the people. You read between the lines. He wants Philip Fulmer, Butch Jones, Willie Martinez, Tommy Thigpen, former associate AD Carmen Tigano, Rick Barnes, Dondi Plowman, Larry Pratt.
Get the hell out of here.
Big donor Larry Pratt, the name on buildings over there, and AAU basketball coach and former Vol Bobby Mays.
This is a money grab, man. He's trying to scare them like, oh, we got it. Come on.
Is Jeremy Pruitt like, listen, man, I know $12 million, a lot of money. I get it. You're gonna drag Bobby Mays into this?
This is ridiculous, even reading this.
Rick Barnes. Is this dude really that low?
Yeah.
I guess so, man.
But now they get a chance to dig everything up on you too.
Yeah. Maybe he just doesn't care. Maybe it lacks that much self-respect that I don't care about myself. All I care about is money and vengeance, and I will burn the entire thing down. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he does have something. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he would just lie. I mean, we know that. I mean,
Phil Fulmer brought him in here.
Boy, that's
gave him the opportunity to be a head coach.
That is the
and stuck with him for a long time when a lot of people wanted him gone.
And yeah, now you've already pretty much disgraced his legacy. And I mean, what more you do to that guy? Yeah. I guess. Let's get a call from Gary. Gary, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey, Russ and Terry, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing all right.
I 1,000% agree with what you guys are saying about Jeremy Pruitt. You're not going to convince me that Jeremy Pruitt is some type of evil genius that just invented all of this cheating, you know?
Let's be honest. This is a guy who can barely speak the English language. And you're gonna tell me that he was the mastermind of some criminal empire.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a reason he got caught.
All of this, yeah. Oh boy, I would not pay him a dime.
No,
absolutely not. Terry, as a teammate, if you were still at UT right now, how would you handle the situation on the last play of the game? I'm sure you're not going to say, you know, on the air what you would do, but just as a teammate, I'm sure something would have to be addressed internally. Am I right with that?
Not really, no.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
You know, listen, internally, the head coach and his position coach, you know, they're going to say enough to him. You know, I think he's not a bad kid. He's not trying to do something, you know, on his own to discredit that team by going out of bounds. I just think he had a Chris Webber moment there. And, you know, at some point he's going to have to play for us again. So
probably Saturday.
You know, we're not going to tear him down.
No.
But it's a teachable moment that let's never let this happen again. And I'm your boy. I'm going to say, boy, you know, you should have thrown that. You should have did this. But by no means did you lose that game for us. But, you know, you got to be better in that situation to get that ball out of your hands, man. We're teammates and we boys, and we're going to go to bat for each other, and we're going to have his back. Yeah, he made a bad decision, but at some point in that game, we all did something wrong, that contributed to that loss. But he did not lose that game for us.
Terry, I bet just, you, by, judging by that answer there, I bet you were a great teammate, Terry. I'm sure you were a great teammate.
Man, you try to be, but, you know, that's how we were when I played, no matter who you were. And,
right.
you know guys that didn't have the best interests of that team, they weren't going to be anywhere around that damn field when we took it. You know what I mean? So right. I think how you approach it and how you handle it is, man, we're going to need this guy. This is a teachable moment to never, ever let this happen again. And how can we move from this? How can we teach him? How can he learn moving forward?
I like what you're saying, Terry. I hope that's the way it works out. And because you're right, if Hooker's not healthy, we're going to need him. He's going to play. He'll probably most likely start this weekend against Alabama. Last thing I want to ask, guys, is with the officials, you know, I've always believed that the officials, you know, you're going to get some calls. You're going to have some calls go your way. You're going to have some calls not go your way. At the end of the game, it's going to always kind of even itself out. Obviously, that didn't happen Saturday night, and we definitely got the short end of the stick there. Is there a way, and I thought I had heard this at some point, that our athletic director or our coach could say to the SEC office, hey, we don't want that officiating crew calling any more of our games?
I think you can petition it to the league. You know what I hate? And Russ, this happens each and every week, you know, from this is around the country. When a game is officiated poorly and you lose that game and there's nothing you can do about it but be hurt the next day and, you know, and you have to move on, so you got to put it past you at some point. You send this stuff into the league about these calls that you want challenged, and they send you the response back. Yes, we made a mistake with such and such calls, but guess what happens? Nothing.
No, I mean, that's
nothing
problem.
At all. Yeah. So
it's spilled milk. You move on.
What does it mean? You know, what I mean, this is something that, if not during the season, then after the season, it needs to be a full investigation. Into how these games are officiated in terms of calling this, and they need to come up with a solution so this doesn't happen and start happening all over college football.
Gary, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. Portions of the show brought to you by FanDuel. Basketball is back. There's no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel Sportsbook. To celebrate NBA tip-off, FanDuel giving new customers enhanced odds 75-1. 75-1 on any team to win today and tomorrow. So you go over 75-1.
Wait, 75-1, is that on the underdog or what?
On either team.
Really?
Yeah, you can bet the favorite.
So if I'm betting on the Lakers, I'm 75-1.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Lakers are 3-point favorite tonight.
Yeah.
You've got the Bucks, 1.5-point favorite over the Nets tonight, and then tomorrow you've got the Bulls playing in Detroit. You've got the Pacers playing at Charlotte. You got a pretty full slate tomorrow. So whatever game you want, it's 75-1 odds for either team to win. So if you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. It's a super easy to use app. It's easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find and place your bet. The withdrawals are always fast, and you've always got these great odds boosts and specials that make it super fun on FanDuel. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with our promo code DRIVE1 to get 75-1 odds on any team to win today and tomorrow. That's DRIVE, the number one, to make every moment even more magical this NBA season. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Let's work in a call from Brian This is our blast from the past, T-Fair.
So you're saying we're getting the gang back together.
Getting the band back together.
Getting it back together.
What's up, Brian Clay?
I called just to say the gang's all here. What's going on, fellas?
Man, we're doing well, man. I'm just joining Russ. This is his world. This is his show. And he allows me to come on and hang out with him from time to time.
Oh, man, you guys helped build it. You're founding members in my book.
Man, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to call and just say hey to you guys, and I miss what we used to do, but you're still at it, Ross, and you're still great, man. So good stuff.
Brian, it's great to hear from you, man. I see people all the time from the old station who say, man, I saw Brian Clay at wherever, and he's jamming and he's doing his thing, tickling the ivories.
Hey, Clay is on it, man. Like, we all, every chance we get to go out and see Clay, we go. So if everybody listening, you got a chance to Brian Clay, see him playing anywhere, man, go check him out. He puts on a hell of a show, and I'm saying that not because I know you, Clay, because I've seen your work, man, and you get in, brother.
Man, I appreciate it, Terry. I'm gonna let you guys go and finish yourself. But the last two things I'm gonna say is Terry Fair is there.
We need to get the remix with Brian Clay.
And Russell, it was good to see you recently, man. I hope to run into you again, man. Y'all take it easy. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, right, Clay. See you, Brian Clay, man. Used to former producer, co-host of the show back in the day. Had a mean crossover as well, as I recall.
Yeah, we always used to hoop, man. He can play, man. But I'm just glad, man, he's doing his thing. And he was talented when we were on the show, man. He let me listen to one of his jazz CDs that he had. And I'm like, man, why are you doing this? You know? And shoot, now he's doing his thing, man. Clay is everywhere and does it. I mean, he's awesome, man. So you get a chance, get out and go listen to him, buy his music, support him. I mean, he does a fabulous and outstanding job, man.
No doubt. We got to take our final timeout of the evening. We'll be back to wrap things up from Craven Wings coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
When you're in the...
Welcome back. Life continues here on Fan Run Radio. So here's what we're going to do. No overtime tonight. So we're just gonna relax and take our time through this last segment. All right, Jake Miller?
There is overtime tonight. Will and Tuck are in studio.
Well, tell you what, we're still going to relax and take our time, and they're just going to have to wait until we're done. How about that? Trying to be nice about it.
Fine by me.
I'm just kidding, Will Stevens. We'll get you in here. But we got to bang out these phone calls first. What's the lineup here? Brad, Richard, and Roger?
Richard is dropped. We got Brad up next.
All right. Brad, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. I'll be real quick. I just want to say I hope Bear's doing good. I've missed him the past couple of days.
Yeah, he's dealing with some doctor stuff. Hopefully nothing too major, and we will get him back ASAP. He was on the show at the beginning of the show today on the phone with us, so he's doing all right.
Oh, I missed that. Good deal. Hey, I just want to say I think it'd be awesome if we was to get Jeremy Pruitt in a courtroom. You know, if he's in court, they've probably got a mask mandate. Wouldn't you just love to see that idiot Gump sitting over there with a mask pulled up over his head looking like Cornholio? I think that would be awesome.
Would he show up wearing the checkerboard mask pulled up over his head? Looking like some kind of bizarre sausage?
They'd have to put that on court TV. That would be awesome. And I don't think it would ever get to that point. I believe Nick Saban and Jimbo would probably put their money together and just pay that dude off and not even take the chance for that guy saying something stupid. But that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. Terry, wrapping up out here, Craven Wings, always a blast. You had the rib tips there. You getting anything to go?
You know what? Probably some wings. You know, I'm getting those Grim Reapers. I told you I'm hot.
Really?
I gotta get something like that. So I'm going to get those to go. But, no, it's always great. Appreciate them for having us out, man. Appreciate being on the show again. As we wrap up, you asked me something earlier we didn't really get to get to. How do I think this week this game was going to be played against Bama in terms with the injuries? I think, you know, your offensive line – those high ankle sprains that the Mays brothers have, you know, man, those are hard to come back from. You just don't come back from those. They're always going to be nagging and bothering you. You know, Kentucky is a very winnable game. I think, you know, sit those guys for that. You know, we've been juggling guys in and out, you know, for the last 2 weeks. I think we can manage. We can do what we have to. I think this offense dictates a lot of things and what we do. But we do have to be better in protecting our quarterback. Hooker, you know, how do you approach this game? You know, this is a game that you say, yeah, Bama's a very good team, but there still is still a rivalry game, right? You're not just going to go lay down and say, you know, we're not going to put up a fight. We're going to rest everybody. I think if, you know, Evans can go, you know, he should play. You know, I really feel that way. You know, I think he should play. I think you go give Bama your best with what you have. And we've been doing that all year with the injuries that we have had. So, and then you assess it after that. And you have that off week to kind of get healthy and prepare for Kentucky, which is going to be a winnable game for us.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see – everybody's like, well, you know, maybe you slow it down a little bit. And I don't see Heupel slowing anything down.
You have to be who you are. You know, you have to go in there and play your game. You do anything else, then you risk, you know, getting other guys injured for doing something that you don't do or playing a certain way that you don't play. If there is any question with Hendon, there is any pain there, you know, this is his team. I think you sit him and you give it to Milton and, you know, you roll with the other two quarterbacks. You know what I mean? He's too valuable for this team. You know, as we try to get bowl eligible, you know, we know Kentucky is playing really well, but that's a game that we can win, just like this Ole Miss game was. And you continue to build on the things that you did positive this week, and you grow on it. And, you know, shoot, I don't know. We're not playing anybody that runs a football like this quarterback, are we? Alabama's quarterback is not a runner.
No.
He's more of a pocket guy. No. But, yeah, so – we'll see, man. It's going to be interesting how they handle it. But you're still going to play the same way.
Let's work in a final call from Roger. Roger, you're on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Go ahead.
All right, sure. Russell, how y'all doing?
Doing great, Rog. Hope you are.
Yeah, doing good. Terry Fair, it's so good to hear your voice again. I talked to you in a long time, man. How you doing, man? How you doing, buddy?
Roger, I'm doing great, man. Good to hear from you.
You too. To be fair, I was going to ask you, Russell, about this past game, I guess it's come weekend. I was going to ask you, you're a player, and this game from Alabama, you're a player, you're playing this big game like this. I just want to ask you, how you think Tennessee can compete with Alabama at all? You think, to be fair, at all? You think, how you think? Going to do this weekend?
It's going to be tough playing against Bama. You know, they're probably the best team outside of Georgia in the country. But, you know, if it's one thing about this team that we know, that they're going to go in and fight. You know, they're not going to lay down for anyone. They're going to go play. And hopefully they can give themselves a chance. We've seen it before a couple years ago where, you know, we had no chance of being in that game. But, you know, I think we're less than two scores down with a chance to, you know, do some really good things. So, you know, if you go out there and you believe and everybody does the same thing and they believe it the same way and you come together on that day and it's a special day, you know, some things may align for you.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. And are you happy how we played this past? Are you happy how we played this past weekend too? Don't miss with that.
I'm very, very proud of our guys.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, well, it's good to talk to you, and you have a good night. Good night.
Thanks, Roger. You have a good night, too, buddy. Good to hear from you. All right, Terry, Craven Wings, we're going to hang out here for a minute, eat a little, maybe a cold beverage for the road as well. Come check them out. They're at South North Shore Drive in Choteau. Appreciate everybody who came to say hello today. They've also got a location in South Knoxville on Chapman Highway. Craven Wings, always fresh. Never frozen. It is delicious. Craven Wings. Tell them T-Fair and Fan Run sent you. That's going to do it for us. Overtime. Coming up next, thank you, Jake Miller, for all your hard work behind the scenes in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I'll be back in there with you tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.